I love great singing, and I think that Christina Aguilera has the most amazing voice. I'm not always fond of what she does, but I understand she's looking. And you know what? Mm-hmm. We afforded her that to do. You know what I mean? So I'm happy that she is able to do that, that she can go from genre to genre trying to suss out who she wants to be. So I think that she's done a really good thing with herself. She has never compromised her vocal ability, and she was looking, you know. And, mm-hmm. and luckily for her, the world had changed enough so that she could do that and come out unscathed. You know what I mean? I'm always happy to see singer-songwriters. I think that that's a really important thing. I like to see when women are writing songs for themselves. I think that that's an important thing. Not that there aren't great songs written that will apply to your, you know, what you have to say. I mean, I've done many of those myself, but I love to see someone who takes on the entire package, you know, the songwriter, the producer. I love Annie DeFranco. You know, I always say God bless her because she, you know, she almost single-handedly, you know, made the independent movement happen, you know. So I love her, and I you know, I like lots of different. I mean, I love Joni Mitchell. I'm like still like a junkie for her. I love her, and you know, there's so many. I think there's so much talent out there all the time. And you know what? There's a lot of crap out there as well. But you know, I don't waste time thinking about them, talking about them. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you can make a living doing this, God bless you, because it's not an easy life, and it's a fun life, but it still has its, you know, difficulties.